Welcome, world, once again to the Two Cents and Nonsense podcast. I'm here with my homeboy, Matt.
What up, what up?
I am Antoine Y. Slicker, and again, you're listening to the Two Cents and Nonsense podcast. Follow us on Twitter at 2Nonsense. That's the number two.
The number two.
N-O-N-C-E-N-T-S. Yes, follow us. Man, make sure you support. The other episodes are live on CastBox, Podbean, and Google Play.
We also got a Facebook page, Two Cents and Nonsense.
Yes, join that group, man. We looking for people to interact with us in there. You can join the conversation. Of course, we will answer a lot of the messages in there. So please, join that.
We ain't had one yet, though. I'm waiting.
Not yet. So, on today's episode, man, we're going to get into a bunch of different topics. We're going to talk about a little relationships. We're going to talk about some movies, some movie news, actually. We're going to also get into some music. A segment that...
Oh, we doing it?
Yeah, we're going to do a little music.
No, we're going to do the segment, though.
Oh, yeah, we're going to do a segment called I Won't Stand For This.
Oh.
We're going to do the I Won't Stand For This segment. Now, for those who don't know what the I Won't Stand For This segment is, because you probably won't know because this is going to be the first time we're doing it, we take something that we can't stand and we talk about it in a little detail. We're going to get to that later on in the show. And we're also going to talk about players, football players, being angry about their Madden 20 rating.
I mean, you could be mad, but don't boycott the shit.
Don't boycott the shit. So that right there is our first topic of the day right now. They're getting mad about their Madden ratings. So people were reacting to this. And they were mad because some of them were like, oh, I'm not an 86. I'm supposed to be a 92.
Step your game up.
You know? They released the ratings a couple of weeks ago. And on the website of Madden, after they released the ratings, they say, start the debate. Which makes me think that this is clickbait. They want you.
They want you to get mad. They want you to get talking.
Yeah, they want you to get mad. They want you to talk about it. They want you to make your little videos of you and your team looking at your Madden scores. Now, I don't know if you've seen all the Madden scores.
I seen some. Well, what I personally went out my way to look at. So
right. So on the website, I think they had about four players that were 99 overall, right?
Something like that.
I think one of those players was, of course, the great Aaron Donald from those Los Angeles Rams.
Yep.
Go Rams. Fuck the Dolphins.
Bitch ass nigga.
Also, one person that was kind of slighted by their not being a 99 was Antonio Brown.
Motherfucker, a 97.
I thought he was a 98. He's a 97.
97, 98. Okay. Don't matter. 1 or 2 points. You mad about that?
He's mad about that? Yeah, he mad about the 1 or 2 points. Also, players are coming out and they're going to bat for other players, talking about how they should be rated higher. Tyrann Mathieu, who just recently changed teams. He's gone to the Kansas City Chiefs now. He tweeted out that Tom Brady, Drew Brees, those guys should always be 99. They should never be not 99. What you think about that?
No. There's clearly decline in both of them.
Right.
You know, so I disagree with that. I disagree with that.
I mean, when I look at the Madden ratings, the way I look at it is these guys, they go by what you did last year. So last season, if you weren't the cream of the crop, the top of the tops, the MVP, Patrick Mahomes, that's the standard bearer right there.
Was he a 99?
No, he wasn't a 99. I think he is rated a 90.
97?
No, I think he's lower than that. Sure. I think he's like a 95.
Well, he was the highest rated quarterback on the game.
Yes, he was. Underneath of him was Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, Tom Brady.
Tom Brady was number two.
Yeah. So All of those guys were underneath of him. But when you talk about the ratings, of course the MVP should be the standard bearer. He should be the number one. And then everybody else should fall underneath that. But also, I think they do it by, again, how you look on the field. If you were injured, wouldn't that affect your rating a little bit?
Yeah.
You know? So there were some comments from some players where they were realistic about it. I think the tight end from the Saints was realistic.
I know we don't fact check, but I did pull up the Madden ratings in case you want to know something.
Okay, so what you got?
Well, I'll give you the four that are 99.
Mm-hmm.
You got Mr. Pushoff.
Mr. Pushoff. For those who don't know who Mr. Pushoff is, that is DeAndre Hopkins of the Houston Texans. We call him Mr. Pushoff because if you look at him, and I've watched a lot of film for this
Every
guy.
Time he gets open, it's because he pushed off.
I watch a lot of film from this guy. He does push off on a lot of his routes at the end, and he tries to get to the highest point to catch the ball. Who else is
not, not to say he's not great, because he still is.
Yeah, he's still great.
Catching passes from them garbage-ass quarterbacks. Not talking about Deshaun Watson. I'm talking about them scrubs before him.
Yeah, he's always been a great running, wide receiver.
Also, you got Khalil Mack and Bobby Wagner. We already talked about Aaron Donald.
Okay, so Khalil Mack deserves to be a 99.
Oh, yeah. He took that team to the playoffs himself.
He changed the whole team. He changed the culture of a whole team. The Bears, as a matter of fact, he got that defensive coordinator a head coaching job this year.
Yeah, he's going to be terrible, too, on whatever team he had.
I don't know what team he went to. And then Bobby Wagner, is that the defensive tackle from the
middle linebacker.
From
the Seahawks.
From the Seahawks. I think he deserves that. I think he's a pretty good linebacker.
He good.
Was there anybody there that you think deserved? Let's just look at the people that are a 90 and up. Was there anyone there that you think that they shouldn't have been a 90?
No. It looks pretty good.
So it looks pretty good. But I know from a conversation that we had a couple of days ago, that you had a problem with your guy, Xavier Howard.
Yes. First off, for those who don't know who he is, Xavier Howard is Miami Dolphins cornerback, led the league in interceptions.
Yep.
Madden rated him, I think, an 83.
An 83 overall. He was the.
And there were 26 or 27 other corners rated ahead of him.
That's correct.
I have a problem with that. My man is locked down. Locked down.
Right?
He had 7 interceptions. Didn't even play the whole season.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine if he played the whole season.
So do you think him not playing the entire season may have affected his rating?
Nah, injuries happen, man.
Injuries do happen.
By the end of the season, damn near everybody's injured in one way or another.
Right. So with those Madden ratings being the way they are, now, Madden will do updates. They'll update the roster. I don't know how often they will update the roster. Again, we don't do too much fact-checking. I'm surprised he actually looked up the ratings over here.
Well, when the game comes out, I think they do it every week once the season starts.
Okay. So once the season starts, they're going to do those updates. So people have the opportunity to change their rating. They have the opportunity to get better.
Yeah.
But my thing was that these guys just came out and they just decided that, oh, we're going to start boycotting Madden because they didn't rate me as high as I wanted to be rated.
Bullshit. It's a fucking video game.
It's a video game. Don't play it then. Do you think EA Sports give a good goddamn if you don't play their game?
Nah, they laughing at you.
And you know why they laughing at you? Because you're a part of the Players Association. They already can use your likeness because you're a part of the Players Association. So they don't give a fuck whether you play the game or not. It doesn't matter.
Nah, they don't care. And even if you don't play, millions of other people will.
Exactly.
So it don't even matter.
Madden tournaments are crazy out here. People getting shot at Madden tournaments.
Yeah, facts. Man. That is fact.
Fight for the Fallen was for those people who got shot at a Madden tournament. So we're not shedding light on that, people. We don't want that to happen. It's just a video game. You shouldn't be killing people over a video game.
No, no. Can't have no senseless killing.
Right. So, you boycott the game because you don't got a rating that you like. The way I look at it, if it was up to all the players, everybody would be a fucking 99 on the game.
Well, if they're really that mad about it, you know, you can go in there and adjust it if you really, really wanted to.
You can adjust it. You cheating motherfucker.
I ain't say I did it. I'm saying you can do it. I'm saying you can do it.
I'm just calling whoever would adjust the ratings on there. They're cheating motherfucker. Yeah. Build your shit up for the franchise. Yeah. I know you're an avid franchise player.
Oh, yeah. That's all I play. I don't go online and play with them cheating ass motherfuckers who do one play a game.
Yeah. You give it like 7 or 8 years
on the franchise. I think the most I've done was 11.
11 years on a franchise mode?
And not simulating the game.
No simulation?
I'll simulate preseason.
Oh, my God.
But other than that, I play all 16 in the playoffs.
I can't do it. I don't have that kind of time.
I have nothing but free time.
Okay. I don't got that kind of time. So, we're going to move on here today. We're going to move on to the segment that we talked about earlier called I Won't Stand For This. And again, this is something that we can't stand. And we're going to talk about it a little bit and tell you guys why we can't stand this. I'm going to let Maddie go first here. Is there something that you can't stand that gets on your last fucking nerve?
Jets fans.
Jets fans get on your last nerve?
Motherfucking yeah.
Why do they get on your last nerve?
Because they swear their team is nice every year.
Well, what if they think their team is nice?
What?
What if they think their team is nice?
But the rest of the world knows their team ain't nice.
But what if they're that one little eensy-weensy minority that believes that their team is great?
They're delusional.
Delusional fans.
Yes.
We had a discussion about this before, delusional fans.
Oh, we talk about that at work all day.
We have a coworker that is the prototypical, he is the definition of a delusional fan. He is a New York Giants fan.
It's them New Yorkers, man.
It's them New Yorkers. You know, he's a New York Giants fan, and he came out and he said that the New York Giants, what did he say, they going to make the playoffs this year?
Nah, they going to win the division.
He said they was going to win the division? That means that they going to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Do you know how asinine that sounds?
Oh, yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Like, let's be real. Who's Eli throwing to?
Nobody.
Who's blocking for Eli?
Nobody.
Who's blocking for Saquon?
Nobody.
Barton? Come on, man.
It's bullshit.
Come on, man. Your head coach is trash, too.
But that's something that he can't stand is those delusional fans and New York Jets fans who they have the head coach, the asshole that is Adam Gase. Yeah,
y'all got my ex-head coach. I know what your offense is going to look like. Be prepared.
It's going to be great.
Be prepared.
It's going to be great.
Third and long, draw right up the middle.
This is great. It's going to be awesome.
Don't expect no passes downfield, neither.
No passes downfield, because that's not what Adam Gase is about on third and 15.
Oh,
it's
no.
The straight draw.
Yeah, draw right up the middle.
That's what we're about.
And don't expect Le'Veon Bell to get as many carries as y'all think he's going to get. Oh. He didn't want him anyway. It's not to get paid what he got paid, at least.
Oh, he definitely didn't want him. He got the GM fired because he signed Le'Veon Bell.
Yep. Then he started cutting people, and they had to hurry up and sign somebody.
They had to get a new GM because he was fucking up out there. Now, I won't stand for this. My thing that I can't stand, and I had to deal with this on the way home today, is bad drivers on the road. I cannot stand bad drivers. And I have broke it down. I have it to a scientific factor. It's maybe not scientific.
Oh, it's definitely not scientific. Yeah.
But I have broken it down, and a lot of you are going to hate me for this. But I have narrowed it down to the worst drivers ever.
I'm waiting on this one.
The worst drivers ever. They all drive Hondas and Subarus. They are the worst fucking drivers on the road. Honda drivers and Subaru drivers. It's just something about them.
What about Nissan?
Nissan drivers are okay.
I don't know, man.
They're okay.
I know somebody who drives a Nissan who can't motherfucking drive.
We're not talking about her.
Okay.
We're not going to talk about how bad she drives. She did knock down the bricks in your driveway like 15 times.
Yo. Calm that down.
Okay. But Honda drivers are the worst drivers ever. They're just bad. They never put the signal on the merge. They always driving extra, extra slow.
I just want to say you're very observant of whatever the fucking word is.
Observant?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. That you picked it out to two kinds of cars.
Because it happens all the time. It happens all the time. It's always those ones. Every time something happens. And then when you ride by, you see accidents on the side of the road. It's always a fucking Honda on the side of the road.
All I see is people on their motherfucking phones.
Now, people on their phones irritate me as well. Because
that shit scares the shit out of me, man.
It does. It's dangerous. Why the fuck are you texting and driving? Why?
For real. If you looking at your phone, you ain't looking at the road. That's for damn sure. Don't do that shit. Exactly. People. Do not do that shit. Keep your eyes on the road. Especially if you want to kill yourself, fucking, well, no. Don't do that either. But I'm just saying, especially if you got passengers with you.
Yes.
Like, come on, man. Be safe out there.
Be safe. We always advocate not drinking and driving, but we also advocate no texting and driving. Stay the fuck off your phone.
Yeah, man.
They make Bluetooth technology for a reason.
Keep your eyes on the road. Be safe out there.
You know? But those Honda drivers... Learn to fucking drive, okay? Learn to fucking drive.
Or don't drive a Honda so this man won't get mad about it.
Yes. Matter of fact, if you own a Honda right now, go to the dealership, trade your shit in, and get you something different.
Now, is it an Accord?
It could be anything. A Honda Accord, a Honda Civic. The worst ones, I've narrowed it down to the worst fucking
car. That's what I wanted.
The worst fucking car is the motherfuckers who drive the Honda CRVs. I can't stand them.
Okay.
They're horrible. They're the worst drivers ever on the road. Sure. Like, you have a crossover vehicle, and you just don't know what you're doing with it. It has four-wheel drive. You put it in four-wheel drive when you're supposed to just be riding with two. Like, what are we doing? It's no snow on the road right now. What are you doing?
Yeah, we get hella snow up here.
Yes.
They probably it's probably just on there all year long. That's why.
It's ridiculous. We do get hella snow up here. Again, we're from upstate New York. We live in the Schenectady, Albany region. It snows a lot up here, but at least it's not Buffalo.
Nah, man. Nah. Syracuse be getting hit too, though.
Syracuse get hit hella hard. You know, but... Those are just some things that irritate us. We will go through these segments more in the future episodes. So stay tuned for that.
Yeah, a lot of things irritate me.
Yes.
So
it grinds my gears. It puts me on edge. I don't like it.
I see.
Right now I'm on the edge of my seat.
Yeah, he is. Like literally.
But another thing that we wanted to talk about today. Like I said, we had some movie news. Now, this was something that this man broke to me. What was it that you told me the other day?
Last night. Last night, literally.
Literally last night, he comes to me and he says, yo, did you know? And I was like, what? Did you know that the new Little Mermaid is going to be black? And I was like, get the fuck out of here. You lying.
Oh, yeah, man. Hell yeah, she black.
Now...
Motherfuckers is mad about it, too.
Motherfuckers is mad as shit about it. I had to actually see what he was talking about. I was like, is she really black? So I had to look the girl up. Her name is Halle Bailey. Not to be confused with Halle Berry.
There is no confusion.
No confusion. She's a 19-year-old singer. Her and her sister... Chloe, I believe it is.
Yeah.
They got a little group or whatever.
A little duo. Sisters.
Again, she's 19. She's the cutest looking thing.
I actually listened to the album last year. It was actually pretty
good. The album, I didn't get a chance to listen to it. But I've heard her sing before. And I know she can sing. I don't know too much about her acting, even though she was in the show Grown-ish. I didn't watch that show.
I ain't watch it either.
I never watched that show. That's a spinoff of the show Black-ish with Anthony Anderson and Diana Ross's daughter.
I forget her name. I didn't watch that shit either.
I didn't watch it either, but people say it's a good show. Maybe we should check it out, but I don't.
No, I won't, but
yeah. I might check it out for a Juice Box review, maybe.
Okay.
That's another segment that we may have coming later on down the road. We call them Juice Box reviews. We review movies, music, and TV shows. Stay tuned for that, though. But back to Haley here. Now, I actually had to go, and I had to see the racism that was coming out of people's mouths about a fictional character who, yes, at one point was white. White skin, blue eyes, red hair.
Yep.
It's a fictional character, people.
He actually never watched the original.
I never watched the original Little Mermaid. So forgive my ignorance if I don't know the story. But I do know that it's a fictional character.
Yep. Fake as fuck.
And fictional characters don't have a nationality or a creed. Nobody gives a damn if it's, well, obviously these
people do care.
They really care.
Hashtag not my Ariel, not my mermaid.
Well, fuck hashtag bitch, it is my Ariel. Because I'm behind this young lady and I will be at the fucking theater. I might buy two tickets.
I support her. I can't say I will be at the movie theater to see her.
So. I will be at the movie theater. I will be the grown-ass man sitting in the back with no kids.
That's... No, don't do that.
Don't do that. Almost looking creepy.
Don't do that.
And every time she comes on screen, I'm going to scream out, hashtag, that's my Ariel. Because it is.
Don't go by yourself.
Don't go by myself? Yeah, I got to bring somebody?
Yeah, bring your girl, man. Don't go by yourself.
Okay. I got to bring somebody.
They're going to look at you real funny.
Yeah, yeah, I probably won't go by myself. I'll probably bring my lady with me. But I did have to go, and I had to look at some of these tweets.
Okay.
Now, again, we don't do too much fact-checking, but I had to go, and I had to look at some of these tweets because I wanted to read a few of these things.
Go ahead.
This one is from it's on Twitter. His profile picture is... Like, he looks like an old-ass white man. And the Twitter, because I don't give a fuck if you guys go and tweet this motherfucker. It's R-H-Y-S. That's his Twitter name. This motherfucker says, "The Little Mermaid was written as white. With white in the film is based in Denmark. And based on European fairy tales."
Who the fuck knows if it's based in Denmark?
Nobody knows if it's based in Denmark. But the motherfucker then proceeds to say, "But the cast is as black? You cast the character as black? How is this not racist or cultural appropriation?"
That's that bullshit. Somebody needs to slap that motherfucker.
Somebody needs to slap this motherfucker. And then he says, "If it was the other way around, those of you black people who are celebrating would be boycotting."
You want to know what? I believe that shit.
I do believe that.
I believe that shit.
I believe that if it was the other way around, we'd be boycotting. But
I wouldn't. I'm just saying. I know people who would.
People would. But in the same token, this has happened before.
Of course it has. And it's going to keep happening.
Now, do you remember the movie Ghost in a Shell?
Nope.
Now, this movie was a Japanese anime that they created into a live-action film.
I've heard of it. I can't remember it.
The main character in this is a Japanese woman. But in the live-action adaptation of this movie, they cast, as the main character, Scarlett Johansson.
Huh. She can't really act either.
I was going to say that. You took that shit from me. I was going to say that she really can't act. But that's who they cast as that. Now, Nobody went out and said that that was cultural appropriation, but whatever. Now, another tweet that came down here was, us as white girls who grew up with the Little Mermaid deserved a true-to-color Ariel, and Disney made a huge mistake by hiring Halle to play the role. This movie is going to be trash.
That's ridiculous, that, man.
Why would they say something like that? How do you know the movie is going to be trash?
First off, well, give the girl a chance, man. First off, I know for a fact she got pipes and she can blow.
She can sing.
Like, let's be real. I listened to the album. She can sing. Yes. Like, get a girl a chance, man. And let's be real about this. If the white girls are mad about it, tell the other white girls who went out for the film to step their game up. Because obviously, they got outshined.
They got outshined. Now, the thing about this is that the filmmaker is a white guy. And through the auditions, he left a comment down that stated that he was blown away by her performance in all of the casting calls that they had. He was blown away. And through extensive casting trials, they decided that they were going to go with her because she was the best person for the job. Now, if you don't believe that, coming from the filmmaker, what else is there? It's not like the entire cast is black. They did cast Melissa McCarthy as Ursula.
Okay.
I have no idea who the fuck that is.
Yeah, because you ain't see the movie.
But Melissa McCarthy as Ursula.
I'm not mad at that.
You know, they seem to have a pretty diverse cast from what I saw. So I'm looking forward to actually seeing the movie. Again, I don't know the original story because I never seen the original movie. I might have to go back and check that out.
Yeah, watch it once.
Yeah.
I got Little Mermaid stories, but I'm going to leave that alone.
You going to leave that alone?
I'm going to leave that alone.
All right. And I just wanted to read one last tweet from somebody who was negative, and then I'll read a positive one.
All right.
But this was a negative one again. Ariel must be a cute girl with white skin in red hair, singing sweet and crisp. I refuse her to become black. If Ariel could turn into black skin, then I am equally qualified to ask Tiana to turn yellow skin.
Who the fuck is Tiana?
Tiana, and I had to look this up because I had no idea what the fuck she was talking about. Tiana is the black princess from the movie Princess and the Frog.
Okay, I've seen that movie.
Now,
if they wanted to do that, fuck it, let them do it. Like, who the hell cares, man?
Again, it's a fictional fucking character.
You know, if they play who, it doesn't matter what color skin you are, man. If you played a part right, you played a part right. You audition for it, the director likes you, the producer likes you. That's all that matters, man.
You know?
Stop hating.
Now, here was a comment from somebody striking back to one of the comments that I just read. This one says that she's a mermaid, you dumb Becky. They don't really exist, unlike your racism. Cool snapback. A little snapback there. It doesn't have to be like that. Now, I'm going to introduce, you probably may have heard it. If you listen to The Breakfast Club with Charlamagne Tha God, he refers to racist bigots as mayonnaise. Because nobody likes that nasty ass mayonnaise.
Yeah, mayonnaise is nasty. Don't put that shit on my goddamn burger. I'll slap somebody. For
real. You going to slap a motherfucker over some mayonnaise, bro?
Yeah, man.
What if it's light?
Light what?
Light mayo.
Who the fuck cares?
Okay, okay, okay. What if it's not mayonnaise and it's Miracle Whip?
It's white I don't want it on my sandwich.
Exactly. Nobody wants that stuff on their sandwich.
Give me some mustard.
Mustard is pretty good. Honey mustard is my favorite. I like that. Now, one more that I wanted to read. Hello. If you're having trouble understanding Disney's casting in The Little Mermaid, read this. Ariel is a cartoon fish woman whose race has zero correlation with her story. The original cartoon portrayed Ariel. If the original cartoon, portrayed Ariel as a black fish woman, the story would not have changed.
No, not one bit.
So, at the end of the day, it's a fictional character. Race doesn't have anything to do with the story. From my understanding, it's supposed to be a love story or something of that nature.
Yep.
So, why are people tripping about that?
Because they want their Ariel white. There is no other reason. There is no other reason.
They also want their 007 to be white as well, I'm guessing. Because yes. You dropped some more news on me that Miss Lashana Lynch, who is a black English actress, is going to be playing the new 007.
She is not James Bond, people.
She's not James Bond.
Daniel Craig is still James Bond.
That's correct.
In the movie, he is retired. So when you retire, you give your number away. Correct. She's just 007. Get the fuck over it.
She's just a number. Just a 007. She is not James Bond. We repeat, she is not James Bond.
For real.
For those people who thought that. Because there was some outrage about
Get
her.
Get mad too. When Idris Elba plays James Bond. Get mad then.
I can see that coming.
I hope it happens.
I would love to see Idris Elba play
I want James that shit Bond. To happen.
And not just because he's black. I think it's just because he's a good actor. I like him.
He's legitimately English. Yeah, the motherfucker can act his ass off.
He is an incredible actor.
We're taking sips. Hold on.
Mine was finished before his. Sorry about the sip break there, but
I'm not.
But Idris Elba, I believe he would be a great 007 if he was to play the part.
Hell yeah, he would.
I think it's time for a change, though. I think Daniel Craig is getting a little bit up there.
Yeah, that's why in the movies, he's retired, because he's getting old. And they gave the 007 number to a woman.
But shout out to black women in film. Leading roles in film.
Yeah, man, do your thing, man.
Taraji P. Henson. Halle Berry. Angela Bassett. The list goes on and on, man. Incredible actresses. Happy that new actresses are coming to the forefront, like Lashana Lynch and Haley Bailey.
Yeah, man. Go out there and do your thing, man.
I love it. I love it. Now, we're going to switch gears here. We're going to talk a little bit of relationships. We got a question from somebody.
Okay.
We got a question from one of the listeners, and I wanted to read this question off and see what G had to say about this, man.
All right, I'm listening.
Let's go.
Is watching porn cheating in your relationship?
No. I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Nah. You ain't with nobody else.
You ain't with nobody else?
Not physically, and, you know.
Now
it's porn. Like what's
it's porn. But let's play. I'm just gonna play devil's advocate here for a second.
Uh-huh.
So you with your woman gets you aroused and things like that, right? You're looking at porn, so you're looking at another woman, and that woman is making you aroused. Do you think that your woman would have a problem with that?
If she looks at it that way, yeah. But you ain't doing nothing with the other woman.
You ain't doing nothing with the other woman, right? Okay. Now, to go even further than that, right? Because I think it's just a thing where women, it's not that they don't care, they don't think of it that way when you're looking at another woman, right? But, you know, in some relationships, they joke around and they say, oh, you get a free pass of whatever celebrity. If you ever meet that celebrity, you get a chance to, you can fuck them if you want. Right? Some people do that shit.
I will never, ever, ever, ever.
You'll never get a free pass like that, right? No.
Well, I wouldn't want one, and I wouldn't give one.
Right. So, in that same token, I believe that it's just the fact that women just don't like it if you're looking at that shit and this woman is achievable. If you can reach out and touch that bitch, she don't want you looking at that bitch.
Yeah, that's true. That's damn true.
So, stay the fuck away from those bitches.
Yeah, man.
That's the thing, right? But watching porn is not cheating. Now, let's take it a little bit further here.
All right.
You're not just watching the shit. Now you're jacking off to the shit. Is that cheating?
No.
Still not cheating?
No.
Why not?
Why the fuck is it?
I don't know, man. I'm asking you. I'm playing devil's advocate.
Like, bitches out... Excuse me. I don't want to call y'all bitches. Like, women out there don't want to be fantasizing about Channing Tatum or whoever the fuck else. Like,
Channing Tatum with the chiseled abs and shit?
Yeah, man.
That pretty boy motherfucker
Mr.
that was
Mr. Magic
Mike
motherfucker.
Oh, okay. Yeah, him. So, let's just say, okay, that now it's not just you looking at porn. Let's say that it's someone that's close to you. We're not going to say, like, really, really close to you. Let's just say the cashier that work at the Walmart, she starts sending you little pictures.
That's cheating.
That's cheating.
That's cheating.
So the bitch that work at the Walmart, you look at her pictures, you cheating.
Yeah, yeah.
But
because she's sending them to you.
But the porn star.
Nah, because that she puts it out there for everybody to
okay,
enjoy.
So let's change it a little bit then. What if the bitch that worked at the fucking Walmart, the cashier, she also does porn on the side, and you just so happen to see one of her videos? She ain't sent it to you, but it's out there for everybody to see. Is that cheating at that point? Because you know the bitch. She close to you.
I mean, if she's putting it out there for everybody and you're not touching her and you're not trying to, I would say no.
Okay.
Now, if you see her, you'd be like, yo, you know what I'm saying? You try to get the numbers or something. That's cheap.
Then you cheat.
That's cheap.
Right. Now, we're going to go a little bit deeper to this.
All right.
This is a question that just, it's kind of weird to ask. But would you let your friend see naked pictures of your partner?
Hell motherfucking no. Hell motherfucking don't ask neither.
Why would the fuck would I ask you that?
I'm just saying.
I wouldn't ask you that. I'm just saying. I don't think that's right either.
Nah. That's dead wrong.
Like, why is you out there?
You want to know what? I'm not going to say it's dead wrong. There are swingers out there that like that shit. I ain't one of them.
So, is swinging considered cheating then?
No, because you and your partner agree on it.
You agree on it. Okay.
If your partner agrees with it, then nah, it's not cheating.
All right. So, anything that's agreed upon, as long as it's agreed upon, in those parameters, is not cheating.
Correct.
Okay. Understood. I like it. I can roll with that.
Yeah.
Glad we had this talk, man.
No,
I don't want to see naked pictures of you.
You wasn't going to anyway.
I wasn't going to ask at all. So, let's move on. You ready to talk some music, bro?
Let's do it.
We ain't going to talk about whack-ass artists today. We're actually going to get into who are some of your favorite artists. And what we're going to start with, though, we're going to start with R&B. Who are some of your favorite R&B artists?
Now, are we talking groups or singles? It's a little different.
We can start with single. We can start with singles. Who are some of your favorite R&B artists?
Let's see. Babyface.
Babyface. He writes a lot of. He wrote a lot of. Oh, yeah. A lot of hits. For
oh,
people.
Yeah. Yeah.
He wrote a lot.
Not to mention, he can sing his ass off his damn self.
Oh, my God. He was so good.
You know what I'm saying? Shit. Me and my mom stayed bumping Babyface back in the day. So.
Babyface. She probably. You was probably conceived
Yo,
to a baby.
Go fuck yourself, nigga. All right. Word up.
Or maybe it went further back. Maybe it was a Johnny Gill or a Teddy Pendergrass song that you was conceived to.
I'm not, yo, stop. I ain't listening to you.
Anyway, man, who else you got, man? You got Babyface.
I'm a big Neo fan.
Neo is an incredible songwriter. And
oh, yeah, man. Yeah, man. I love that man's voice. He can sing his ass off.
He wrote a couple Beyonce songs.
I'm sure he did. I'm sure he did. He ghostwrites for a lot of people.
Yeah. He's really good, man. I really like his music. I think he has an exceptional catalog.
Very talented artist. There's only like one album I didn't like, and that was that Libra Scale.
Right, right. One of my favorite R&B artists, man, is Jaheim.
Okay.
I listen to a lot of Jaheim. I think he's a really talented artist. And one thing that I didn't realize about him is that he actually taught himself how to sing.
Good shit.
That's good shit right there.
Good shit.
You know. Who else you got, man?
Well, as far as voices go and shit, like, mm-hmm. I like Brian McKnight.
Brian McKnight? Okay.
Like, that man could blow.
I used to like Whitney Houston.
Ain't nothing wrong with Whitney Houston.
Whitney Houston was incredible. But you know something? I could never name a Whitney Houston song. That's real talk. I mean, I liked her, but I could never name a Whitney Houston song.
I have Whitney Houston on my phone.
I challenge people to name Whitney Houston songs that aren't on the Bodyguard soundtrack.
That aren't?
Yeah. Because everybody can name the ones that's on the Bodyguard soundtrack, but they can't never name ones that's not.
I ain't gonna lie. Like, if I really sit here and think about it, I can't. I know songs. Like, right. If I hear it, I'll know it. Yeah. But I can't name a song.
But she had an incredible voice.
Oh, yeah, man.
Incredible.
Yeah, man. Crack is whack.
Crack is whack. Just don't do it.
No.
At all.
And don't go on TV lying about it. God damn, man. You a crackhead. You a crackhead.
You know who I'm surprised you ain't bring up yet?
Who?
Your mans.
Who?
Mike Jack.
I don't consider Mike Jackson R&B singer.
You don't
man.
Consider him R&B?
He's the king of motherfucking
ass. Yeah, he is the king of pop.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
he is the king of pop, but his voice is just so distinct.
Yeah, his voice is but incredible. Like, he can hit a rock song.
Right, right, right.
You know what I'm saying? He can do all that. He can do all that. I don't put him in one catalog. All
right, man, a quick one. A quick who you got. Who's better? Michael Jackson or Prince?
Michael Jackson.
Why?
All right. I'm just going off because I like his music more. That's all. For me. Prince is talented as all hell. Was talented as all hell. You know? He's a pure musician. You know, he plays instruments.
Right.
He sing. He can do all that.
Mm-hmm.
I just personally like Michael Jackson's music better. That's all.
Okay.
That's the only difference.
So you like ghostwriters and shit better than you like original talented music written by the man who's actually going to be singing this
song. Yo,
songs.
Mike wrote most of his shit.
He wrote some of his shit.
Yo, Mike ain't putting it out if it ain't hot. So get the fuck out of here with that bullshit.
I ain't say he wouldn't, man. Prince ain't putting it out if it ain't hot. But I got Prince. I think Prince was better than
I'm not arguing.
That's just my shit. That's just me.
That's your preference. That's right. Perfectly fine. Shit. I bump Purple Rain all the time.
Right? Also, what did you think about Brandy? Did you think she was a good singer? Think she was good?
What fucked me up about Brandy is her eyes being so fucking far apart, man. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Oh, man. You can talk about Brandy's eyes like that, man?
That just threw me off about everything about her. I ain't gonna... She's talented. She can sing.
Monica. Was Monica Monica better?
Monica was better.
Monica was better?
Okay. Monica was better.
I was partial to Monica.
Too. Brandy had the better career, though.
She did. She had the TV show. She had a hit TV show.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't really like it that much, but I couldn't deny it. And it crafted a spinoff. The Parkers was a spinoff of Moesha.
Never watched it.
You never watched The Parkers?
No.
Wow. Professor Ogilvy, man?
I don't know nothing about that.
Goodness gracious, man. We're going to have to get you to watch an episode of that
no,
shit.
No, you
something.
Won't. Is Fred Chill star in it? He was in Moesha.
No, he's not.
All right, then I ain't watching that shit.
Damn. Just because Fred Chill star with it, you just ain't going to watch it?
I'm saying, though.
Hey, man, to each his own. To each his own.
Monique is not really funny to me.
Right, right, right.
That's just my personal
That's
opinion.
Why she couldn't get a Netflix deal, because she wasn't that funny.
Eddie Murphy just got a Netflix deal, a $70 million Netflix deal.
Eddie Murphy ain't done stand-up in damn near 30 years, and this motherfucker getting $70 million to do a Netflix special?
I think it's more than one, but yeah, he getting $70 million.
Wow. That's incredible. The last stand-up that he did was great. It was great.
Yeah, but it was in the 80s.
But it was in the 80s. I wonder if he still got it.
I don't think he'd be out there if he didn't.
You don't think so?
Nah, man.
I mean, some people go out there and fall flat on their face. Ask Mike Epps. His stand-up is trash.
Yeah, it is. It is.
If you
but
like,
he's not really funny to begin with.
Yeah, if you like Mike Epps, man, I'm sorry that I had to say that about your bands, but he's garbage on stage when it comes to stand-up. Stick to the fucking Friday movies.
That's messed up. He just stuck it to two movies. He did. Word up. Word up. He says, do your two movies. That's all you're good at.
That's it. I don't know any other movies that he's been in. That's why.
Well, he did the other one with Ice Cube.
What other one with Ice?
All About the Benjamins.
That movie was trash.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. I thought there was a lot of funny parts in it. Plus, it had Eva Mendez in it.
Okay. We like Eva Mendez.
We like Eva Mendez.
Yeah, she's good. She's good. But back to your R&B artist, man. So we had, you know, you said you had Babyface.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you had some Mike, even though you didn't, we no, didn't put him in the.
You
in
said
the,
Mike.
Yeah, we didn't I put didn't. Him in the R&B. We didn't put him in the R&B. We said Whitney Houston. We said Jaheim. Who else you got? This is off the top of the head, people. This is how we do it.
Can't forget about Usher.
Usher is incredible.
Can't forget about Usher.
Usher is great.
His catalog is ridiculous. There's only one bad album to me, and that's Raymond vs. Raymond. I liked everything else.
You didn't like Raymond vs. Raymond?
Nah, man.
I wasn't partial to Raymond vs. Raymond either. What do you think was Usher's best album?
Oh, I mean, off the top of my head, I'd say Confessions.
Off the top of your head, you say Confessions? I was pretty partial to Here I Stand.
I like that, too. That like I said, I liked all of them incredible. Except for the one.
I thought that album was incredible.
No lie, I really loved his last album, A.
A was... If you haven't... I don't know how many people actually heard that one, though. A was a it wasn't technically an album.
It was only like 8 or 9 tracks.
It was a mixtape that he did with Zaytoven. It was a compilation project. Well, not a compilation, but a joint project with him and Zaytoven.
And I say I liked it because it left me wanting more.
It was really good. So if you ever are looking for a good R&B album that doesn't take up too much of your time, go listen to Usher's A. That's the letter A. Again, we're not plugging shit.
Nah, man. We're just giving our opinion. Our two cents and nonsense. Let's do it.
If you want to hear the stuff that we're listening to, go check that stuff out. Any other female R&B artists that you like?
Female R&B artists?
Mm-hmm. Gotta show love to the ladies, man. I was partial to Mary J. Blige. I loved her music.
I seen Mary live. The vocals is real.
The vocals are real. It
was amazing. That's all I can say. It was
amazing. Are amazing. I love her voice. I love her passion that she puts into the music. And you can almost feel her pain, the things that she go through. You can damn near feel it when she's singing to you, man.
I have an unpopular opinion, but I don't really give a shit.
What's your unpopular opinion?
People like Aaliyah, and I don't want to talk bad about her because she passed.
Right.
I seen her live, and it was not a good show.
Right.
Like she made good music in the studio, but like I said, I seen her live, and it wasn't good.
Right.
So,
my unpopular opinion is, I don't understand why the fuck people like Mariah Carey.
Yo, you may not like her now, but back in the day, man.
I didn't really like her back in the day
either. All right, well, Mariah put out hits. She got hits on top of hits, and you can't deny that. You can't deny that.
She got hits.
Yeah, man, she got hits on top of hits.
A lot of people got hits, man.
Yeah, like Keith Sweat's non-swinging ass. Millie Vanilli got a hit,
goddamn it. What the fuck are you talking about? Everybody got hits.
No, you can't.
Don't talk about Keith Sweat like that, bro.
He can't sing.
He whines.
He can't sing.
He cries.
He can't sing.
He cries and whines into the microphone.
But he got hits.
And the ladies love it.
They do.
And he still to this day sells out shows.
Oh, yeah. He was just up here a month or two ago.
That motherfucker's incredible for that shit. Old ass nigga. Still selling out shows.
I ain't mad at him.
Still doing the same whining.
I ain't mad at him. He just can't sing, in my personal opinion.
In your personal opinion.
Yeah, man.
Let's move on to some groups this time, man. Who are some of your favorite R&B groups?
My all-time favorite, I'd have to say, is Boyz II Men.
Boyz II Men?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I liked Drew Hill. Drew Hill was a good R&B group to me.
I'm not going to judge them. I like them, but I've only heard two albums, and that's their first two. I know they put out stuff after that, so
I think they did a total of four albums.
I've got all their albums, and I still only listen to two of them.
Damn, bro, you just got... Well, I can't say anything about that, man. I got tons of music on my devices that I don't listen to yet, I haven't listened to.
Yeah.
It's just something about it, man. We got tons of music. We are avid music listeners, man. We listen to a lot of music. We download a lot of albums. Well, I download a lot of albums. I give a lot of people a shot, unlike this guy sitting across from me.
No. I used to give people a shot, and when I heard it, it was trash.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, man. It is what it is, man. That happens. Also, another group that I liked going way, way back, New Edition.
Oh, yeah. Classic.
New Edition. Dish.
Classic.
Bobby Brown.
I think they were better once they got rid of Bobby Brown.
Oh.
Or he left, whatever the case may be.
They probably did kick him out the group. They kicked him out the group once, and then he left the group. No, he left the group the first time, solo, to go solo, and made a name for himself. He was out there.
And they threw Johnny Gill up in there.
Johnny Gill with the my.
Oh, yeah. Singles. Can't forget about Johnny Gill, man.
Can't forget about Johnny Gill will put it down at the end of a track.
Yeah, he will.
At the end of the track, he going to give you all the vocals.
Yes.
He going to hit you with all the goddamn vocals at the end of the track.
Yeah, you going to be bumping to that.
You going to love it. Bumping and grinding.
Yes.
You going to love it. Other groups that I was partial to, man. I really liked TLC. They were really good to me.
Yeah, they were good. It sucked what happened to Lisa.
You know, some groups that fell through the cracks were, well, for some people, they didn't fall through the cracks. They were great. But to me, they were, you know, a little iffy. SWV, In Vogue, they were okay. I didn't really like them too much.
They had hits.
They did have hits. But everybody had hits back in the day. You couldn't make it back in the day if you want a hit.
That is true.
You won't get known.
That is true.
You won't get in that national and worldwide exposure. If you
ain't getting no radio play if your shit wasn't hot.
You know what I'm saying? So, I liked them. Jagged Edge was another group that I put.
Jagged Edge. 112.
112. Ooh, Peaches and Cream. You taking it back, bro.
Oh, yeah, man.
Goodness.
Cupid.
Can't believe I almost forgot about 112.
Yeah, man.
Too bad Diddy did him dirty.
Shit. Diddy did everybody dirty. Diddy did all his artists dirty.
Oh, man.
The locks got it the worst, so.
Getting them raw with no lube.
Word, man. Jay jerking niggas.
That's fucked up.
I'm just saying.
Oh, my goodness. That's fucked up, man. But other artists that I thought that was a good groups. You did say Boyz II Men, right?
Yes, I did. That was the first
group.
You
said Boyz II Men. Boyz II Men was one of my favorites. They changed the game, man. Everybody still sings Mama on fucking Mother's Day now. Just, you got to play the Mama song when it's Mother's Day just to show your mama that you care and shit.
No, you can play Dear Mama.
Why the fuck you had to take it to two? We talking about R&B artists right now.
You talking about Mother's Day. I said another mother's song.
Okay.
You know, that's all. That's all.
I'm going to make a mother song.
Good. I'm going to listen to it.
Yeah, all right. We might get that. That's going to come out in 2023 or some shit.
All right.
Be waiting for that for a long time. Any other R&B groups that you like, man?
You got Color Me Bad.
Color Me Bad. Woo.
Yeah.
You're taking it back, yeah, bro.
I mean, you got to take it back. They don't do R&B groups no more.
Yeah, no.
No, not really, no.
I'm going to throw out a couple of R&B groups, and let's see how you think about it, what you think about these. Immature.
I'm not going to judge them. I have not ever listened to a full album.
Mm-hmm.
But they can sing.
And as a matter of fact, I didn't mention him in one of my singles.
Marcus Houston?
Marcus Houston was pretty good.
Yeah, he got a voice. I wasn't feeling his songs, though. That's just me.
I thought he was pretty good. But just like you said, man, some people, they have voices, and it just doesn't resonate. Like, like Jennifer Hudson.
Maybe the songwriting is bad. And
like, Jennifer Hudson has an incredible voice to me, but I just can't get into any of her songs.
No.
Like, I love her voice. She does have a great voice. She can sing her ass off, but I just can't get into any of her songs. So.
I fucks with Ariana Grande, too.
Ariana Grande. Woo. Boy, look at you out here.
I'm just saying.
Diversifying your bonds and shit.
I'm just saying. One of her albums was trash. I forgot the name of it.
I don't know, man. I think it was that Sweetener one that we listened
Sweetener,
to.
Sweetener, yeah. Everybody puts out a bad album.
Everybody gets one.
JT put out a bad album.
Justin Timberlake.
Oh, my gosh. His last album was garbage.
He was a man of the woods.
Garbage. He need to call Timberland and be like, yo, you need to hit me with some tracks so I can put down this hotness because I flopped the last time out.
Yeah, he does need to go back to Tim for some more beats. For some production, and let's get this shit cracking, because that Man of the Woods was garbage.
Nah, but them previous three, that 2020, whoo!
That 2020 woo. Experience, you can listen to that right now.
For real.
Listen to that 2020 experience right now. That shit is hot.
What other R&B artist you know put out a double CD?
Now, I don't know too many R&B artists that put out double CDs. You know, but another artist that I was partial to was Christina Aguilera. I kind of liked her.
I can't comment. I never really listened to her.
And Pink.
I like Pink.
Pink was pretty good.
I like Pink. I love her voice, man. I love her voice.
Yeah. She needs to come out with some more music, man. I ain't heard from her in a long time. And a newer artist that I've been listening to is... what was the girl's name? Reba Ari.
I don't know.
I don't know her name.
I don't know who the fuck you talking about.
Yeah, it's whatever. Rita Ora, that's what her name was. I'm sorry. Rita Ora.
Nigga, Rita Ora, fine as fuck. How you forget her name?
I forgot her name, bro. My bad.
God damn, man.
You. Her album is great.
I don't give a fuck about her album.
Her album is great, though. And Kalani. Kalani is a great singer as well. I love her projects that she's been putting out. So, there's a lot of diversification out here in the R&B landscape. So even if you got the old and the new, you still got somebody to listen to out here, man. Just
don't forget about All For One and Silk. And
Silk. Oh, yeah, man. Oh, Blackstreet.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Teddy Riley. And the boys. Yo, them guys was fierce, boy.
Shit. Mint Condition to lay down the track.
Mint Condition. Genuine with the
Genuine. Oh. Yo.
Yo, man.
Oh, and them jeans.
Woo! That was an incredible song. There is an incredible artist that we will no longer mention because of, you know.
R. Kelly.
I said we wasn't going to mention him.
You said you wasn't going to mention him.
He was an incredible artist, but, you know, because of the things that he's been doing out here, holding bitches captive and cults and shit.
You are, man. You fucked up, man. I can't even listen to you no more. Like, goddamn.
You God can't listen damn, to him man. The same knowing that he peed on a bitch.
I don't give a fuck about that. She consented to that. She consented to that.
But the other bitches ain't consent to being slaves and shit. That's why the nigga doing time down. Out there trying to fight cases now. But we cannot play him anymore.
Because and I love that Black Panties album, too, you motherfucker.
I think that was probably your favorite album of his, right? That was probably your favorite album he ever did.
Oh, yeah.
And it's so bad that you can't even listen to him no more.
Nah, I really can't. And it's
just not the same.
Piece of shit-ass nigga. You a piece of shit-ass nigga, R. Kelly.
That's right. You're a piece of shit ass nigga, R. Kelly. We said it. Had to put some bass in my voice when I said it. So, we are going on about an hour now, man. On the next one, we're going to talk about, we're going to get into some rap artists and rap groups at that point. We're going to talk a bit more about some more football. That's coming.
Football season's coming.
We're going to be talking about football a lot because football season is coming. We'll be talking more about basketball as well because basketball season is coming. We're going to get to those movies and music, more music. We're going to get to more movies again. We're going to do the Juice Box reviews. So we'll review some TV shows, some movies. We're going to also talk about, in upcoming episodes, we'll talk about the ending of Game of Thrones. Because somebody over here is a huge Game of Thrones fan. And you'll see, you'll hear his reaction. And we'll talk about that
We'll talk about anything. You got any questions, comments, anything you want to hear us about, hit us up on Twitter. Hit us up on Facebook.
Yes. Again, the Twitter. Oh, something else I want to tell you, man. And I'm telling him this live on air. He doesn't know about this, but we got the Instagram now. It's going to be at 2Nonsense1. So that's the number 2Nonsense, the number 1. That's how you follow us on Instagram. So we got that.
See, now I got to put the Instagram app on my phone because I don't have Instagram. I don't like that shit, but that's just me.
Hey, man, we got to be where the people at.
Oh, yeah, they love Instagram.
Right.
I don't like people, so.
We know this. So, again, we appreciate you guys listening to us tonight. And, again, follow us on Twitter at 2Nonsense. That's the number 2Nonsent. Until next time, we'll holla at you.
All right.
We out.